I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's a fact you know or think you know that will blow our mind? Oh, man. Maitland, the guy on line one hung up. I was very excited to break down the one on line one. Maitland, do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm trying to call him back right now.
Okay, perfect. Because he had one that I'm like, well, that has to be missing something because it just didn't have enough information. 63% of all blank survive blank. But the first blank was not remotely related to the second. I know what they were thinking, but we'll get to that in a moment. Example of facts that might blow your mind. Depending on the brand of toilet paper you use, the matter you are removing can travel through up to 10 layers.
Oh, wow. Does anyone make an 11 ply?
I don't think so. That's why you got to wrap it aggressively.
10 layers?
Mm-hmm. Like you're building a mummy.
Man.
Ooh, Richard's back. Thank you, Maitland. Richard, you're back. Richard in Virginia, what is the fun fact that you know that will blow our mind?
So 63% of women who have breast implants that are in boating accidents survive.
Okay. Wait, okay.
Opposed to the death rate of the flat-chested is what?
100.
I don't have that statistic, man.
Okay.
So you have better than a 50% chance of survival if you have breast implants and you're in a boating accident.
Okay, so now is that for the airbag quality or the flotation?
I would have to assume the flotation.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
silly to assume
it makes sense.
I'm no expert. But.
Where did you read that? Like Pontoon Weekly or
Jugs?
Yeah.
Breasts and barge.com? Yeah. I don't know.
Something tells me motor boating
Thank
monthly.
You, Richard. Yeah, it's both.
Yeah.
It's both.
You got it in there.
So, well, I don't care, you know, aesthetically what the ladies on the show look like, but for your safety, obviously, yeah. You need to balloon them up.
I need to give me some floaters.
I want you to have a 3-in-5 chance of surviving a boating accident or no boating.
Kelly, summer's coming up. You got to be safe.
Hot Wings is dead for sure. You might want to add on a pair of, you know, sweater protectors or whatever anyway.
Lung protectors.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why every time I go on a boat, I put swimmies on, you know, because I could die at any moment.
Sweater protectors.
Yeah.
That would mean they'd be on the outside protecting the sweater.
You heard the pause where I'm like, I don't know which one to use. Mix them up.
Mm.
Well, Richard, I appreciate that.
I don't think anyone can top that.
I don't think fact. So.
Let's see. Jacob in Nashville. Hello, Jacob.
Kaboobie, guys.
Indeed.
So in 2014, J.J. Watt, who played a defensive line for the Houston Texans, 2014, he had more receiving touchdowns than the entire Kansas City Chiefs organization, who had exactly zero receiving touchdowns that entire year.
Wait,
they had zero?
They didn't get one receiving touchdown?
To a wide receiver.
Correct.
Okay. Oh. So, like, tight ends and running backs might have caught one.
Okay.
They had zero to a wide receiver.
But even so.
Wow.
But I don't know if you can get through a season without accidentally throwing a touchdown pass at some point. But still, that's still amazing. Even if it's just the five wideouts or six wideouts that carried zero touchdowns, that's amazing. They seem to have corrected that problem.
J.J. Watt had three.
That's pretty good. J.J. Watt started as a tight end. Where? Central Michigan University. Along with Antonio Brown. They were freshmen at the same time. And then he said, this school sucks. I'm going to deliver pizzas in Wisconsin. Then he went to Wisconsin, sacked quarterbacks about 5 billion times, and now he's rich and famous. So it seems like everything worked out. Mm-hmm. What's the fact you know that you think will blow people's mind? Jeff in Nashville listening on 102.9 The Buzz. Jeff, take it away.
So if you're walking around the world, you can walk east or west all the time. But if you start going north, you have to start going south eventually, and vice versa.
Well, that makes sense.
It does, but it also seems like that you should, if you're going east, eventually, but he's right.
But no, that's true.
It's a ball. How can that be?
That's true. I never really thought about it before.
It's a ball.
Yeah, that's one of those things I'm not going to be able to understand. Nope.
Like, I agree with it.
Yeah, well,
but it shouldn't be that way. Yeah.
Checked out.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff. How about Jacob listening in East Tennessee on 95.9 The Hog? Hello, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going this morning, guys?
Good. Give us a fact that'll blow our minds.
Alrighty. So there are only two escalators in the entire state of Wyoming.
Oh, they're at a mall, right?
I have heard that. Yeah.
Or a hospital?
Yeah. I think it's a mall, if I recall, but yes, there's only the two.
That'd be pretty weird. Like, if you're from Wyoming, you've never seen one, you go on the road, and you're like, man, I can't believe this airport already. This is amazing.
Isn't the tallest building in Wyoming like 7 stories?
I don't know. It's relatively small.
Do people go to that escalator, the escalators, and like take pictures?
Check out the walk-in stairs.
Maybe it's like their version of Mall of America or something like that.
Well, if you've never seen one, you'd be like, oh, this is neat. But you'd see them. It's not like you never see them in pop culture or anything.
Yeah, they just
like
don't
there are
need
plenty
them.
Of things I don't see where I live. But if I see one, I'm not like pictures. Holy moly, you know. Like it's not a beach in my town, but when I see one, I'm not like oh.
I bet you've taken pictures at the beach.
Okay, lots of them. Yeah, that's true. That was a terrible example. Terrible.
Fun fact: Wyoming's tallest building is 12 floors.
12 floors.
Wow.
Okay, 12.
Where's it at, Cheyenne?
I closed it as soon as you...
Understood.
Had that one That'll sentence be, of information.
Let's do that another day.
Yep, let's
Where's
do that.
The tallest okay. building in each state? No. how about this one? The average mattress doubles in weight over the course of 10 years.
That's gross.
I don't like
due
this
to
one.
The accumulation of dust mites and dust mite poop.
I have heard that.
True or false?
Well, too, right? And human sweat. Yeah, like all the sweat.
Skin.
All the stuff. That's
skin
why I have
factions.
A good mattress protector. I don't want that stuff going in there. Gross. Ugh. Especially now that so many of them are foam. No thanks. I do not want my sweat inside there. Spring for the protector.
Maitland, this is one you were asking about the other day. Your lips are made of the same skin type and texture as your anus.
Oh, wow. That's great to know.
Thank you.
I was really wondering about that.
Yeah. I don't remember why you brought it up, but it was really out of the context.
That's why if you put garlic in your hole, you can taste it.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So
go home and try that today.
Make sure you sit on a clove.
Yeah, go try that. Or a lemon.
Like a butterscotch or something.
Yeah.
Kyle, what is a fact that you can blow our mind with?
Yeah, good morning, first-time caller. So,
thank you, Kyle.
So they're starting to do studies using psychedelics, specifically micro-dosing of shrooms to treat major depression, anxiety, and as well as fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Is it working?
Okay. It's being studied in Canada, so, you know, we'll let, I guess, the Canadians figure it out first.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
We studied it here for a long time in like the 60s and 70s, and then they were banned like completely. The military was using them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the drug war got all crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to blow people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
like, wait, I can cure this? Oh, but I have to take drugs? No way.
Mm-hmm. But there's already other drugs you take that they sell us. Jordan joins us. Hello, Jordan. What is the fact that will blow our mind? Going? Good.
Water does not conduct electricity.
Is it the impurities in water that do?
It is the minerals and the impurities in water. If you remove everything from water, it becomes an insulator.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I would not have known that.
It's pretty wild. Thank you, Jordan. That was a good one.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979.
So if you really want to get one of your enemies, then throw some gold flakes into the water. You'll really get them then.
The tallest building in Wyoming is a dorm at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. Totally makes sense.
Whitehall.
Is that what it's called? You went back to it.
No, I just remembered that part. I just remembered it said it was Whitehall, and I was like, I don't remember what, though.
This is a fun fact from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Residents in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania get charged a rainwater tax, $300 a year. Also, it's illegal to hold your phone to your head and talk in most states. I think you're missing the part where you're driving. I don't think it's illegal to just, like, hold, you're in your yard and you hold your phone up and the police knock it out of your hand.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
while driving.
Not true. Yeah.
Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. How about this? The universe has either always existed or hasn't. Which one is more crazy to think about? If it didn't exist, what was there?
Yeah, and like when you say always, like how many?
Always.
You know, how many, yeah, though? Because you say always, and people are like, yeah, it's been around for forever. Right, no.
But always.
But how many years
There's
was that?
No beginning. Not. I can't do that.
No.
I
can't. That's like
when they say the universe is ever expanding, into what?
Right.
Also, how would you know?
Yeah.
It's like when they... You see those graphs, those infographics where it says this is how big the Earth is compared to the sun or the moon or all the other planets. Or then there's the ones where you can just keep zooming in and zooming in and zooming in to see how big something is in comparison to something else.
Yeah.
Doesn't make
sense. I'll take your word for it. I can't internalize it or comprehend it.
No.
All right. Who has rode on a train or subway in New York City?
Oh, I have.
Specifically. I have. Maybe. Steve has. Kelly has.
I have not.
Okay. This is specifically there, but it might be similar.
Oh, is this going to be something gross?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. About, this is bad.
How many rats you've eaten or something.
When you are at an average subway station, it says in New York City, but a lot of them would be similar when they're enclosed. So like the elevated train, the L in Chicago, wouldn't be the same, though it's probably gross for other reasons. 15% of the air you breathe in, you are breathing human skin flakes.
Ew, gross. God.
That is awful.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's delicious.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.